It's the final day of Fish Expo, and last-minute deals are being made. Dean Parks operates the fishing vessel Mandy J, and he needs to upgrade the boat's hydraulics, its winches, the net reel, and plenty more. But now, he's focused on getting a good price for a new Echo Sounder.
The machine I got now is probably 35 years old, 30 years old. It's garbage. Did you mark this down on my list?
I gave you a good price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for the show, I can't tell you what I'm selling it for.
I know.
Display, because I don't want other people telling me I'm selling it too cheap.
Yeah.
Parks is just one of about 10,000 people hitting up the Seattle Trade Show. It's a three-day event, and there's well over a football field's worth of exhibition space. This year's show is bigger than last year's, with about 60 more vendors. While other trade shows have shrunk along with the economy in recent years, Fish Expo has continued to be a profitable event. Lang Solberg works in commercial sales for LFS Marine and Outdoors. He says that attendance at Fish Expo is tied to the health of Alaska's fishing industry, and that high prices for things like salmon and halibut mean that more people are willing to spend money.
A lot of people have been coming to Expo and been willing to spend money on new gear, new hydraulics, new web.
Solberg adds that his booth has been especially popular, but that might have something to do with its placement on the show floor.
We may be a little bit lucky because of our location in close proximity to the beer garden, but this is a pretty good Saturday attendance, I'd say.
Greg Light is a distributor for John Deere in the Pacific Northwest, and he agrees that this year has brought out a lot of buyers. He says that on top of this being a good year for a number of fisheries, there also might be some policy reasons for this year's growth.
A lot of people are taking advantage of the state loan program, and that has facilitated a lot of repowers, and a lot of those repowers really result in the fact of older engines that are not very fuel efficient being replaced with more modern engines, and they're saving anywhere from, say, 25 to 40% on their fuel costs. So that's a pretty big number in the course of a year.
With a month left to go in the year, the Alaska Department of Labor doesn't have a hard figure on the value of Alaska's fisheries for 2011. However, their November report noted that an above-average salmon season in Southeast could boost earnings and job numbers in the state. Multiple expo vendors commented that they did their best business with fishermen from that region. Reporting from Seattle, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.